Yeah, man, we got the Falcons schedule. We got the PGA Championship, but we've also got traffic, Mageddon. We were joking around during the break. Day-Day was talking about alternative routes on the west side of town. Usually when I drive the Braves games on a weekend, there's always a wreck or something. So I wind up going through parts of Atlanta I never knew existed. And meet interesting folks.
Yeah.
Some with shirts on.
Yeah, there are some good. See, I don't want to put all. I don't want to put all the ways out there right now because.
Right. It's a secret.
Yeah, yeah. I got to hold on to a few of them because that's the last thing I need.
So,
to
what do you
see.
Think? You think it's going to be a jam up?
I mean, it just depends. You know, the people that are going to be, you know, causing issues are going to be the people that don't know other ways around. Like people not from Atlanta.
Folks coming from Tennessee.
People coming in. Like you got a lot of graduations taking place.
People going 285 to 85 or whatever going down.
So people that just put in GPS and say go, those are going to be the ones. People that are, you know, from, especially if you live, like my exits, depending on which side of town, that part of 285 is how I get home,
right?
Depending on where I'm coming from.
If you're just tuning in, we talked about it earlier. We're talking about the traffic that was going to start last week. They were worried about the weather, Abe. And
beautiful weekend last weekend.
Contractor thought there'd be rain. There was no rain. So, and look, I do understand the Georgia DOT's mindset here. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. No sense in milking and making everyone miserable for like 6 years at two-lane traffic when you can knock it out and just shut the whole thing down and just do it. But starting tonight at 7 o'clock, two-mile stretch of 285 is going to close on the west side. And, again, it is it depends where you're coming from.
Yeah.
North to southbound, it's basically Cascade to MLK, and they're going to get you up towards 20 in some ways. The machinery is going to dig out and replace 2 miles worth of concrete.
Yeah, look, I think anywhere within 6, 8, 10 miles of there on 285 is going to be a problem. I agree with you on that. I think the downtown connector and other routes, you're going to notice it. I don't know if it's going to be quite the disaster.
Well, I-20 right there.
You're going to notice it.
I-20 right there.
Anything within 20, anything within 8 to 10 miles is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I got our buddy Big Steve.
Slide through the hood, Joe.
Yeah, I got a party coming up. I got to go southwest to northeast, so I'm going right through the middle of it. And Braves on Sunday. I'll let you know, Abe. We'll talk about this in a rational, non-hyperbolic way about what happened over the
weekend.
You'll
be fine. I gotta travel in town this weekend. You'll be all right.
All right, man. Hey, man, the big story, though, today is more about the schedule release. We start at the top of the hour. Spent a lot of time. Abe made a great point earlier. If you do start with Tua and Tua does not get traction, then panics when he's 100% healthy, and we would guesstimate that should be by week 4. And then you're talking about Monday night in New Orleans. Again, there's a strange stretch where you've got a Thursday night game, a Monday night game, and a Sunday night game, all for the Falcons. And we're working on our boss, Mike Conti. He's in Orlando, right, for Atlanta United. Hear that coming up tomorrow. But we'd love to get down to New Orleans and do the show at Harris. We know we'll fill it up. Play some craps, a little blackjack, a little fun, you know, shenanigans. You up for it?
If I'm on the show, let's
you,
do
you
it.
You were like lukewarm on the idea. You were lukewarm on the idea of New Orleans, though.
I love New Orleans,
but not going to the Superdome.
As a Falcons fan in that building, it's different when you're with a Saints.
No,
fan.
It's got a musty smell. We know that, but I mean, well, they try to clean it out.
I've been to the building plenty of times. I've seen a bunch of college football national championships and Final Fours and all that stuff. But yeah, as a Falcon fan trying to represent there, I don't trust those people.
Well, again, I've got a buddy, my boy Brian, trustee. He's from Gentilly, for those who know New Orleans. And it's just a good vibe. It's just a fun place. And I've never had a problem. If somebody, if a guy's getting abusive or getting stupid, you just walk away. Like I always do, Abe. I never confront anyone. But I'm just saying.
I'm not really a confrontation
I've
person.
I've never. That's a joke, by the way. I've gotten too many fistfights. But no, I've never had a problem. I think it's good-natured ball busting. I think it's the best rivalry in the NFL. It's a rivalry with a lot of passion. I get it. Green Bay and Chicago is always going to be one that checks the box. But anyone who's been to down to New Orleans or dealt with Saints fans, hell, some knucklehead hired a plane to fly the 28-3 banner over our head. Remember that one?
So
we're walking into Mercedes-Benz. We're like, are you kidding me?
We did the research on the midday show. Those planes with the banners are not as expensive as
how
you
much?
Would think. It was like $350.
No.
I'm telling you.
For one pass?
We didn't go that detailed.
I thought that would be at least a grand.
It was not that expensive. We were surprised.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Since we won't buy billboards at this company, I've got a plan.
Well, the price of gas has gone up. Price of gas has gone
up. Okay, $500. We're going to duke some. You know what?
Now, they
done.
May,
Let's
they
fly
may,
one out to Athens. Let's go.
You may have to supply the banner, which is going to add the
cost. Oh, no, hold on. Now, the cost is escalating. I knew this a la carte.
And those are some pretty big banners. So
28 to 3 banners.
How many letters? Is it like $100 a letter? What are we talking about?
What am I making?
Well, yeah, you
I'm
brought this up.
Press.
Now you're telling me this.
We looked up how much a plane costs.
You're telling
costs,
me this is a cost-effective way to market the show on the radio station. Now you're telling me it's
that.
A la carte.
I just said it's cheaper than you would have thought.
All right. We'll get on it. We were going to buy a billboard, Carl and I, by Cobb Galleria on 75. This is a digital billboard. And I think the price was something like less than like $2,000 for the month. And we looked at it, and as soon as somebody figured out who we were day-to-day, the price escalated.
Of course.
And needless to say, I couldn't make the transaction simply on the internet. There was a salesperson involved. But, yeah, that's interesting, though. I do appreciate you throwing cold water on the idea of now. First you get me excited, then you say, well, no, wait, yes, no. So is it expensive or not?
I think it was cheaper
than you
thought.
So you're telling me it cost some meathead from New Orleans $300 to have that sucker do laps over
chance.
The city?
There's a chance.
You got to get a quote. I'm looking at something now. Let's see. Hold on.
The price of gas is much more expensive than it was 2 years ago, you know?
All right, man.
Yeah, well, looks like just for the flying, what I'm looking at, a one-day package, 2 hours, is going to cost you about $3,000.
Nah,
thank
it
you.
It was way thank, cheaper when we looked at it. Up.
Who are you buying this from?
Hey, man.
This guy with a drone?
We bought it from
a guy with an airplane.
We bought it from Randy Quaid.
For $300.
Some guy with a model plane.
We got the Waymo of planes up there doing circles.
I've got a friend at PDK. He lets me
off
between landings.
I didn't say 25 by 50. I said 4x8.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, come on now.
I don't care how big the plane is if the banner shows up.
We're
going to take off from Charlie Brown on Fulton Industrial. It's a much shorter flying time.
That's this company. Maybe some other companies are.
Abe, I'm not trying to make you upset. Clearly, you're getting vexed. $300 sounded a bit light for this endeavor.
Are you questioning the work we did 2 years ago?
Well,
it sounds like you are.
Oren, what's your thoughts on this? Oren,
you
will be
you handle the last 5 minutes.
Oren,
I'll find a better deal.
Oren, you will be the arbitrator. $3,000 or $300 to fly a banner over a Mercedes Benz on a Sunday.
I think Abe is a little bit too tied into this.
Renting a plane, this is just from AI. Renting it can cost as little as $550 per flight hour. And I think I can find cheaper than that. That's just AI.
But the plane's got to stay in the air.
AI.
How big is the rubber
from,
band?
Independence Day? What the heck?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you said it. You said it, Randy Quaid. He mentioned, I'm back.
You like that one?
Yes, that's a good reference. Yeah, we're not talking about we're not going to get some goober from down in Waycross in a crop duster.
What do you care what plane it is?
I mean, it's got to work.
You're not looking at the plane. When have you ever looked at the plane that's carrying the banner? You look at the banner.
I'm always curious. I like aviation.
You never once
I'm always
at the
curious
plane.
Of the speed.
You
so here's
liar.
Here's what you may have seen, Abe, and I don't know. But I found so on the same site, because they have different packages for personal and business. So what I quoted you was for business. For personal, the let's say it says the base price is going to be $1,200, and then based on the size of your banner, you're looking at another $500 to $700.
Found cheaper than that.
So you're still looking at $2,000.
There you go.
This place is less than $500 per day across a beach.
Apparently, Abe had a Groupon 2 years ago when they looked this up on Andy and Randy.
Did you find that plane on GeoCities, Abe?
Again, people turn to Dukes and Bell for the facts, Abe.
Right.
Thank you. Again, let's take a look at the PGA leaderboard from up there in Philly. By the way, it's Aldrich Potgieter. Potgieter. According to my South African friend who played for either Old White or Renegades or might have been High Country. Anyway, he's a rugby guy. He knows how to say South African stuff. And guess what?
He's down.
Potgieter realized he's never been in this position before. He's
get
a 21-year-old.
Here.
He lost a couple of strokes today, shot a 70. He's still in the mix. He is 2 strokes back at 3 under. But the story is you got to love when a rich country club kid overcomes adversity to make it to the leaderboard of the PGA. Maverick McNealy at 5 under shoots a 4 under today, and he's still got some holes to play. So he's on the back nine. He's got 4 holes left, and he's 5 under. So Maverick McNealy, the American Alex Smalley, Chris Goddard, and then Hideki Matsuyama. It's all part of the leaderboard, guys. The PGA Championship leaderboard on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, and by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta Golf Open to everyone.
Hey, guys, right, Rom just birdied, so now he's sitting at 3 under now, too.
Look at that. And Rom had to apologize for throwing some grass at somebody. Hit somebody with a divot. So look, it was sitting on somebody's head looking like a toupee. Hey, man. Let's get the heck out of Dodge. Chris is ready to rock. Time to clear our throats.
Oh, no.
All right, Abe. Great job today. Thanks to Bryant McFadden, who joined us earlier in the show. Also, thanks to Shock, DJ Shockley, joined us on the program. And, of course, Grant McCauley, the best baseball man in town. We'll be back Monday. Abe is in for Carl this week, so we'll have plenty more shenanigans. And we'll expand on this theory about just how the quarterback battle may play out in the first couple weeks of the season. Clear your throat, brother.
Yeah, look, Spencer Strider tonight, Bryce Elder tomorrow, an opportunity to build off what we saw from them in the last series. I think if you get these two guys, especially Strider, going as good as they have been, and then you can correct a little bit with Chris Sale, the Braves' run of outstanding performance through the first quarter of the season is just going to continue. Strider and Elder, chance to build on their seasons tonight and tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, man, a story out of the Big Ten today. Charles Woodson, of course, thanks Peyton Manning for the Heisman with the famous Heisman pose. And some would say Chris Fowler helped with ESPN and College Game Day to drive the narrative. Either way, I always love Charles Woodson's game. He's come on the show, friend of Dukes and Bell. His son, Charles Woodson Jr., following his legendary footsteps, he's going to be heading to the Big House in Michigan. See, this is the kind of thing, you know, we can look down our nose at the Big Ten and everything else we talked about today with the college football playoff and how Georgia is developing their talent. But when you got a legacy like that, you lock in the kid. And that's a no-brainer for the Mason Blue.
All I saw from that story is I'm old.
I know.
That's all I ever see nowadays,
would
Mike.
You say Woodley's one of the best college athletes you ever saw play?
Yeah.
Top
one
10?
One of them. Yeah,
he's one of them, man. Yeah. I never got to see Herschel play in college, play with the USFL. All right, man, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. If you love the show,
you tell a friend.
If you don't,
you're going to get got like Mike Bell's Twitter.
Uh-oh.